and welcome to another edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And on this week's show, we're going to be hearing from the managers at Spalding United, Coleshill Town, Leek Town, 1874 Northwich, Long Eaton United and Pontefract Coles. And to kick the show off this month, let's go to the Midlands Division. And the top three are currently separated by 6 points. Hillsdale Town leading the way currently, 3 points ahead of Stamford. And Stamford are 3 points ahead of Spalding United. And that's the club we're going to hear from first on this month's show. A good 3-0 win at Shepshed Dynamo on Saturday sees Spalding United comfortably in third position, 13 points inside the playoffs as well, we should say. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Spalding United. It's a welcome back to the show to Brett Whaley. Well, Brett, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations for that win on the road on Tuesday night at Shepshed Dynamo. A good 2-0 victory there. I mean, how was your evening?
It was a good result. We had a really bad day on Saturday. So you obviously want a bit of a reaction and we got it. It was one of our better performances of the season on the back of one of our worst performances of the season. So it was good to get back to winning ways.
How important was it to get back to winning ways? Like you say, I mean, there's been the Hinkley result before that. Then you obviously beat Dereham. Then you had to play Hales Owen. You beat Sutton Coldfield, but you lost to Cambridge. So the form's been a bit stop-start recently. So it's about breaking that trend, I'm going to suggest, at this point.
Yeah, exactly. It's just consistency is what we need. Within that, the Sutton performance, Dereham performance and Tuesday night were all really good wins, really solid performances. The ones in between have been really indifferent. The inconsistency is our major problem. It's something that we've got to make sure that we start putting runs together, which we did earlier on the season. And I think we've not gone two games without a win all season, which is credit to the lads. And it shows whenever we've had a bad day, they've given us a reaction. The important thing now is not just getting a reaction, but getting the follow-on results from that.
So at this stage, Brett, with Spalding, because you're sitting in third, you're 6 points off top spot, but you do have a game in hand. You're well and truly in the playoff positions, you know, 13 points inside. So, I mean, what's your general mood at the moment? Because this feels like a really, really good season, and you're still involved in the title race as well.
Yeah, I think after finishing 11th last year, it was, you know, this has been a great season because we've made massive strides. There's a lot of big clubs in our league, and we feel we've been able to compete with them sort of this far. I think the inconsistency of results have been a little bit frustrating, and I think we got ourselves to a position in the new year where we went top of the table and maybe put a little bit of pressure on ourselves, and I think it's trying to release that pressure and just not get too involved, because there's a long way to go, you know, 12 games to go, lots can happen, and I think we got a little bit ahead of ourselves, and I think we're a bit of a victim of our own success. The unbeaten run got a lot of attention, and I think on the back of that, we started putting a bit too much pressure on ourselves. And, you know, if you step back and look at it, to have only lost 3 games this far into the season, on the back of a season where we finished bottom half because we were inconsistent all the way through, we've made massive, massive strides forward. And the important thing now is just making sure that we don't do it for two-thirds of a season. We make sure we do it all the way through the running.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, is it good to have this little reminder to the squad with results to say it's not a given where we are, and now as we head towards the back end of February and into the running, it's been quite handy to have this period now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was always going to happen. You know, I think everybody has a run of bad results, and I think the sides that allow those runs to go over a couple of months period, then that does affect their league position. I think there's so many good sides in this league. You know, it's very easy to go from a winning run to a run without a win, because everybody will challenge it. And I think what this last few weeks have done, you know, we lost away to Hales Owen, but they are excellent on the day, and you know, they're a very good side. That's why they're top. And you can, those results, that can happen. But I think what the last couple of defeats have done with Hinkley and Cambridge City, sides that are currently sitting in the bottom half, but they play very well on the day. We weren't at our best, but that they influenced us by their performances. And there's just no games you can go into in this league thinking, you know, it's a given that you're going to get 3 points. And I think what this run has done is just rammed home to us. We have got to be right every single game, and you can't afford to take your foot off the pedal. So it has been a bit of a reminder. We are on a little bit of an inconsistent run of results. although form hasn't been terrible, we now need to put that next unbeaten run together.
When it comes to where you are at the minute, like you said, you've lost less games than Stamford and Hales Owen. The defensive record as well is still pretty good, to say the least, even after conceding three goals against Hales Owen. So on that side of things, there is a good foundation there for these coming matches and the last couple of months.
Yeah, I think once you've had a season where you've had, you know, a positive season, you've had a lot of positive results, when things don't go your way, it's quite easy to say, okay, we can see what's not quite worked for us and what was working for us, and you can kind of go back to basics a little bit and say, you know, look at the performances early on the season where you had success. I certainly felt Tuesday night we played the sort of football that we were playing in the early stages of the season when there wasn't any real pressure on us, there wasn't really any attention on us, and we were much better for it, and I think that was a good indicator of where we've maybe slipped up a little bit over the last few weeks, and you're able to then work on those things and making sure that, you know, those little negative bits don't come back in your game. I think the further you're into a season, you can clearly see the games that you've done well, the games that you haven't done so well, and what's been different within them. And if you do have a bad day, you can usually see exactly why that's come and what you need to do to sort it out.
And heading in towards the running as well, I mean, on this week's show, we're going to be joined by the manager of Coleshill Town. I don't think Coleshill are targeting yourselves in third position for catching you up. So I could say this, it's looking like the playoffs is a high probability this season, at least for Spalding. But you want to go into it in a good run of form, don't you? And you never know, if you have a good run of form, you might yet still catch Hales Owen because you have got that game in hand as well. So how important is it to have momentum now for this next bit?
Yeah, 100%. You'd only be looking back in May and think, two-thirds of the season we were bang on and the last third just fell away. We've got to make sure that we do that, because if we finish and do ourselves justice over the next 12 games, we feel we'll be in the playoffs. Then it's a free hit to go and to see what you can achieve. I know it's a bit of a lottery with being within there, but you're right, if you go into it with form, you can beat anybody. You know, the you look at the sides just below us, there's a group, probably 5-6 sides that are thinking they can nick that place in the playoffs. And as much as that's going to be really competitive, all those sides have got to play the top three as well. So there's a lot can happen, we know that. And you can get drawn into looking at who's getting on with what result or what's happened above you or just behind you. I think we were guilty of doing that just after Christmas, maybe paying too much attention to the league table. And like you say, I just want to make sure we have momentum by making sure we're right. By the end of the season, we'll know what's working for us, what's not. And hopefully we'll hit that end of the season in good form, because usually the side in the best form goes into the playoffs, goes and wins that.
Yes, and obviously this weekend it's St Neots Town. You've also got a Lincolnshire Cup match as well in the semi-finals against Cleethorpes on Tuesday night. And then looking ahead, you know, you finish the season off at Sporting Calsey. You've got games against Stamford in there, Coleshill Town, Bulmer St Michael's. So it's going to be epic stuff, isn't it, this closing couple of months? I mean, how much are you looking forward to it, Brett, and what's possible at Spalding?
We're all really excited, like I said. Previously, we were 11th in the table last year, and with 12 games to go, you've got nothing to play for last year. And trying to motivate yourself, your players and everybody to try and go and get results. And you look enviously at those in and around the playoffs when you're down in that situation. And now we're here, and you're in that position, and you're fighting to finish as high as you possibly can and potentially be involved in the promotion shake-up. You're very much thinking, well, this is where I wanted to be, and you've got to enjoy it when you're there. I think for us, you know, this is a new experience, but we haven't dealt with the pressures of being there for a couple of seasons or any disappointment in the past. So it is exciting times. We've got a young squad of players. They are pretty fearless. And I think they're all looking forward to it as well. So you have got to try and embrace it as much as you can. We would say at times we've not been as free as we wanted to be over the last couple of months, and that's probably where results have shown that. But we've got to get back just enjoying the fact we're here, because it was a testing time at the end of last season, because there wasn't anything to play for. You know, we could finish the season in the playoffs and in a cup final, which would be amazing for the club.
Yes, and St Neots this weekend as well. Just a closing thought on that side of things, Brett. It's going to be a tough game, this one, because they need points to get away from that relegation zone. So it's going to be a bit tricky one, this one.
Yeah, I think the time of the season now, if you're at the top, you're fighting for points and desperate for points. I think if you're at the bottom, you're desperate for points. And we... we played them earlier in the season. We won 3-0, but that wasn't a fair reflection of the game. We scored two really early and one really late, and in the middle part of that game there wasn't a lot between the two sides. And as I said, this league there isn't any easy games because everyone can cause each other problems. We certainly won't be underestimating them because our form dictates that we're not in a position where we can just turn up and get a result. So, you know, we're on the back of a really disappointing day last Saturday. That's still fresh in the memory, and we've got to make sure that type of day doesn't happen again. So we know they're a decent side. We know that they caused us problems early on in the season, although the scoreline didn't reflect it. And we know they need points. So they will come desperate to get something. We're desperate to get the win. So, you know, we know it'll be a test and a difficult game, but I think every game's going to be like that between now and the end of the season.
Yes, I think you're probably right. Well, Brett Whaley, manager of Spalding United, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. A big good luck in that Cup semi-final on Tuesday, and the best of luck as well in the coming matches, and catch up very soon.
Cheers, thanks very much.
Spalding United manager Brett Whaley there joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Sticking with the Midlands division now and just looking at that playoff line, 7 points beneath Spalding United, we've got Boldmere St Michael's. They're 6 points inside the playoffs, 2 points ahead of Sporting Calzer. Sporting Calzer are fifth in the league, that final playoff spot, 4 points ahead of Coleshill Town. Coleshill Town picking up a 3-2 victory at Cambridge City on Saturday afternoon to see them in sixth position. Let's hear from the manager now at Coleshill Town, and it's a welcome back to the show to Cameron Stewart. Well, Cameron, a big thank you for joining us, and first is first, big congratulations for the Saturday win at Cambridge City. Got a bit nervy towards the end, but 3 points. So how was your afternoon?
It was. We were well in control of the game for about 65 minutes. Scored two penalties, missed another one, had a couple of good chances. And to be fair to Cambridge, they came back in the game. They had Cotton scored a brilliant free kick from about 30 yards out, and from then on, they were the better side, and probably were counting themselves a little bit unlucky with a goal offside in the 95th minute and hitting a crossbar in the 97th minute, not to come away with a point. But it was big 3 points for us. It's a tough place to go. A nice ground, always a decent enough side there as well. I know they're not doing so great in the league at the minute, but always a tough game. We got beat by them in earlier in the season, so it was nice to get one over them and put ourselves back in the mix a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask you about how important that victory was, because obviously it followed on from the St Neots defeat midweek, but before that, you know, it's been a decent enough run of form that Coleshill have been on. So how important do you think that getting back to winning ways is as we enter, you know, towards the end of February now?
Without doubt, it was a massive performance, because, you know, every time we've had a chance of sort of making a little bit of inroads into the top five, we've sort of come unstuck a little bit. You know, went away to Sydney, it's on Tuesday, long trip, and we never really got going and didn't probably deserve to get anything from the game. But getting back into the game in the 86th minute, you think you take a point, although we look so we might go in and win it there. Mistake at the end, and they run to and score 2-1. Disappointing result, and you've got to react with another long away trip on the Saturday. And the lads did that. A real good performance. We had two or three bodies missing as well, which, you know, weakened us a little bit, which obviously happens to every team during the season as it goes on. But it was a massive performance, and it, you know, with one or two teams around us losing points, it put us in a good position with a game in hand. But it's massively important for us that we just take each game as it comes. You know, I've spoken to lads at length after the last couple of games and just said, look, you know, let's just take it for what it is, just go and have fun, see where it takes us. There's no pressure on us. You know, we were never expected to be in the playoffs. You know, although we had a decent season last season with the teams that are in this league, there's some really, really good sides, and you know, if we can get anywhere near, it will be another cracking season for us. So we're just taking each game as it comes and see where it takes us.
I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, 4 points from the playoffs with a game in hand. But I think this is the closest you've been for a while, because you've been outside the playoffs, but you've been top half and certainly within range, well, since the start of the season, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, you know. We did start the season too great, but we come back into it and had a good run of 6-7 games unbeaten and got ourselves in amongst it inside the top eight. And we've sort of sat around the top eight for the large majority of the season. But, there's teams coming up the way. You know, Chase Town were down the bottom, you know, 6 weeks ago and had a great run of form, and they're in the mix. You've got Corby's, Harborough's, Shepsheds, you know, Loughborough's are still in amongst it. So there's some really good sides. You know, we're all trying to catch Calcer and Boldmere. I think the top three have gone now, as most people would agree. But, you know, we've just got to do what we can do and try and take points where we can take points. You know, as I said, we've when we've had chances to make inroads over the last 5 to 6 weeks, we've come unstuck. We're losing away to Gresley after a couple of good results, and the games that you expect to take your 3 points or want to take your 3 points and to get yourself back in the picture, we've come unstuck a little bit, as I said. So it's important we go on a run of games now as long as we can unbeaten and see if we can just squeeze in towards the back end. But we want to be in contention going into the last 3-4 games if we can, and see where it takes us.
What's the mood in the dressing room like? Because you've obviously experienced being close to the playoffs like last season. So, I mean, do you reckon that experience of last year helps you with this running that's fast approaching now?
I hope so. I mean, last season was a little bit different because we sat top for a bit, and then we were there to be shot at, in the playoffs. And, you know, with Belper and Carlton chasing us for such long periods, we sort of come unstuck a little bit, and we didn't have enough experience to get us through. And obviously Belper nipped in and won the playoffs in the end. So we're sort of doing the chasing at the minute, and hopefully if we get in there, we don't come back out of it. But as I said, Carlton are a good side, Bolton a very good side, and you know, there's still there's 30 odd points to play for, so there's going to be a lot more twists and turns. And you know, the team's down in 8th, 9th, 10th. They're certainly not out of it. I mean, we've got a couple of games before we play Harbour and Chasetown on the bounce. So, again, big games for us. There's big games, again, this weekend all over the place. And we've got a long trip again to Durham, where we've got to go and do what we can do to get another 3 points on the board.
I mean, you've touched upon it already, but what do you make of the Midlands division this season? Because, this top five has been pretty much set now for a while. But, like we said in this interview, there's a glimmer there. You know, if you win your games in hand, you're just 1 point behind Sporting Calza. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on the actual competition this year? How's it gone?
I think most teams have improved on last season, to be fair. You know, I know Stamford have lost some big players in pre-season, but again, Graham's recruited well and got a really good side again there. Howell's going really strong at the minute, and Spalding have recruited really well. I know they've just signed the lad from Harbour, and again, Harbour have made a brilliant signing in the lad from Dempsey from Ilkeston. So the competition is really tough this season. You know, it was tough last season. I think the bottom three last season, you sort of knew you were going there and you was going to win. It was just a matter of how many you'd score. Whereas this season, I know Yaxley have only got 4 points, but with the new manager going in there, becoming a bit tougher for people to go and get results there. So, and again, St Neots, Daventry, Durham, we found them difficult opponents. So, that are down there, and Gresley have obviously beaten us. So, as I said, I think the league's really strong this year. A lot of sides trying to do the same thing, and it'll be interesting in the top three to see who wins that. And again, it was going to be interesting to see who gets the final two player spots with the teams that are chasing the two teams in there at the minute.
Yeah, and all the cliches about no easy games in this league and all that, and one game at a time. And we'll come to this weekend's match against Durham in a second. But you've mentioned it already. But at the start of March, you've got Chasetown and Harbour, both home matches. But in April, you've got Hills Owen, you've got Spalding, you've got Boldmere St Michael's. So. Yeah, it's there, tantalising.
It's setting up nicely, isn't it? You know, if we can come out with some decent points over the next 2-3 games, pretty good at home this season, which we struggled with a little bit last season, backing up the performances with games against teams in and around us. And at home we've beaten Stamford, we've beaten Howells Owen, we've beaten Calcer at home. So, I fancy the way that we've been playing this season, I fancy our chances if we can keep everyone fit at home. Away we've come stuck a little bit this season, but good result against Cambridge, and hopefully we can back that on Saturday with a long trip to Durham.
Yeah, and that home form is going to be crucial, isn't it? I mean, your 5 games unbeaten at home at the moment, including a good win against Stamford to start this run of home wins. So that home form is going to be crucial.
Yeah, of course it is. Everyone says you've got to win your own games, and I think we've lost 2 at home this season, maybe 3, but we've always played really, really well at home, apart from probably the Shepshed game. But a lot of teams seem to have liked over the years coming to play there. It's the 4G, and there's no little bobble, but there's a lot of 4Gs in the league now, so everyone knows and knows what to expect of that pitch. But we seem to have made it a little bit more of a fortress than we have done over the last 4 or 5 years since I've been the manager. So if we continue our good home form and can go the rest of the season unbeaten, that'll stand us in good stead and hopefully nick some points on the road starting this Saturday, hopefully.
Yeah, so just a closing question about the Durham Town game. What's your thoughts on this one? Because they need points as well, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, we played them at home and in the end we beat them, I think, 4-0, but they were a bad side. They're young, they're enthusiastic, they've got a decent manager that's trying to play the right way, and it must be difficult for them with the distances there that they're travelling. I'm looking at it on Saturday thinking it's a nightmare travelling 3.5-4 hours, and they're doing that most weekends. So it's been I'm sure it's been tough for them, but you know, we've got to go and do our job and hopefully get 3 points. As I said, with the good results Saturday, you know, Kike's on getting back on the score sheet. Hopefully we can supply the chances for him to hit a good run of form for us to get some more goals and hopefully push into them playoff places.
And last question, Cameron, how much are you looking forward to this running? It's shaping up pretty nicely, isn't it, Colesville, just in the slipstream as we've said. So how much are you looking forward to the closing months?
It's exciting, isn't it? You know, I think every season you start the season with the ambitions to get in the playoffs. You don't know how you'll get on, but you know, if you can get into the, you know, where we are near enough in the final 10 games of the season with something to play for, it's always a bonus, and it, you know, it keeps the lads keen and you're working hard in training and looking forward to the game Saturday. And you know, as I said, we've got some games over the next couple of weeks that we've got to get some points in, and then you're playing the teams in and around yourselves where, you know, you want to be in amongst the last 10 games of the season and have something to play for. So if we can continue our good half decent form at home and try and nick some points away, you know, going into the last couple of weeks, it's the type of games that you want to be in, the away to Howells Owens with a massive crowd again. You're going to go to Howells Owens 3-4 games by the end of the season. They're going to have a huge crowd there. You know, they're going to win the league, and as a manager, as a player, that's what you want to be involved in. If we've got something to go there and play for, with games against Bolton and around that time as well, it's going to be an exciting end to the season, and it's what you want to be involved in.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Cameron Stewart, manager of Colesville Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Best of luck in the coming matches, and catch up very soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks, mate.
Cameron Stewart there, manager of Colesville Town, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. From the Midlands Division to the West Division now, and leading the way up at the top of the West Division, we've got Macclesfield, 4 points clear of Leek Town. Leek Town, though, have bounced back from a recent defeat to Workington, with back-to-back wins in the league over Kidsgrove Athletic, and the most recent results, a 4-1 victory over Prescott Cables. And let's hear more now from the Staffordshire Club, and it's a welcome back to the show to Leek Town manager. Here's Neil Baker. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations firstly on that victory at Prescott Cables on Saturday. Pretty comprehensive stuff. I mean, how was your afternoon?
It was a good win. It's always a difficult place to go. Decent team, and it's a passionate crowd that get behind them. Of course, the early goals helped. That quietened the crowd a little bit, and they'll be disappointed with their defending early on. We got a couple of gifts, actually, a penalty, a pass back that we intercepted. So, you know, we did play well, but we got a helping hand along the way.
Because obviously that's back-to-back wins in the league since the Workington defeat. And, I mean, how important are results like the one at the weekend and the one last Tuesday against Kidsgrove to, you know, get back on the horse, as it were?
Yeah, it was important, even though we were decent against Workington, I thought. Really good standard game. Two good teams having a real go. We lost. I didn't think we deserved to, but we did. And like you say, it's that bounce back ability that teams must have. And we've got, to be fair, we went to Kidsgrove, which for us is always a very odd game. And that was tight and could have gone either way on the night. Another away game at Prescott, so the fixtures are tough. We go to Anley this weekend, which, again, won't be easy. Never is a local derby, and they'll be they're fighting for their lives as well. So every fixture at this level this season in this league tests you, Ben.
Yeah, and I was going to use the phrase bounce back ability, Neil. So great minds do think alike. I was going to touch upon the fact that, you know, obviously there's the Macclesfield defeat as well, but your team's showing bounce back abilities. It's the best phrase out there, I think, to explain it, because it's not just draws that you, in response, you're winning games consistently, apart from these odd bumps in the road over the last couple of months or so. I mean, yeah, that bodes very well, doesn't it, for the closing part of the season?
I think so. You know, the three defeats we've had since Christmas have all been against top teams, good sides. Macclesfield, we lost to Runcorn prior to Christmas, and we lost to Workington, and they're three teams in the top six. Yeah, and that can happen on any given day. If you're not something like on the day, you get beat. But we've come back. We bounce back whenever we have had a defeat, and they're a good set of lads, week in and week out. You know, they give the best don't always play as well as we'd like to do, but I know what I'm going to get out of them most weeks. They'll have a real go, and good lads to work with.
And obviously 4 points from top spot, well and truly inside the playoffs as well, as we head towards the closing couple of months of the season now. So where do you see things as things stand at the moment for Leek Town? Because this has been a pretty good season. To be 4 points, to within 4 points of Macclesfield, who, you know, everyone's favourites at the start of the season, that's pretty impressive, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, we've been pleased. We've been pleased how the season's gone. We know we face a top rival in Macclesfield. They ought to go on and win the league, but that doesn't happen. You know, football isn't as straightforward as that. There's lots of games and plenty to play for. You know, teams can beat one another at this level, and particularly in this league. So we certainly haven't given up on it, but we know we can't afford many slip-ups if we're to catch Macclesfield. But what we've got to do if they do falter, we've got to be ready. But we've got tough fixtures as have they. And, you know, it's really hotting up now, and some teams are coming strong. Clitheroe look really strong at the moment. Runcorn have recovered from their little blip and don't write off Witten.
And with yourselves as well, I mean, I was looking at last year's league table a while ago, and you're only 20 points off getting what you got last season. So how important is that experience from last year and previous seasons as well with yourself and some of the players as well in the squad for this running? Because like you say, I mean, there's a title race there. There's getting to the playoffs potentially in good form. That's also a side of things you have to consider. So, I mean, it's all there really, I think, as we head towards this closing stage.
Yeah, it's important to keep momentum. I think that's a big word in football and a very important one. We want to finish the season strong. As I say, I hope that Macclesfield slip up and we're in a position to take advantage of that. But the other thing is if we can't overhaul them, then we finish second. That helps with a home tie in the playoffs. Doesn't guarantee anything, as was proven last year. Because once anything can happen in the playoffs, it doesn't matter whether you finish second or fifth, everybody has an equal opportunity.
And you mentioned the Hanley Town game this weekend, but just looking across the run more generally, like you said, I mean, the teams you've lost against are the teams in the top four, essentially, this season. One thing that has been clear from Leek is that it's against everyone else in the league, it's pretty formidable and pretty consistent, but it is about keeping that consistency going as you take on teams who've also got stuff to play for.
Yeah, it's a key word, consistency. You know, I talk to all the other managers and we say a lot that they're inconsistent at this level. Fortunately, this year that hasn't been a problem for us because, as you say, when we have lost games, we've bounced back. So we have been reasonably consistent. But you're right again in what you say, that everybody's fighting for something at this stage, whether it's to get into the playoffs or to stay in the league, which is just as important to them teams that are down there. All I can say is don't expect any easy games.
No, absolutely. I mean, when you consider there's only 10 points between Widnes in 19th and City of Liverpool in 10th, which obviously, you know, at this stage of the season, 10 points can get overhauled. There's a lot of banana skins in this league, but that's the same for Macclesfield, isn't it? And for Workington and the like.
Yes, it is. That's right. They've got to face some tough games as well. But it's certainly one of the most competitive leagues in football, our league, if you look at it. What, 2 months ago we played Colne, who were third from the bottom, and they were terrific, and Colne then went 6 games unbeaten. So there's a lot of good teams, there's a lot of decent teams, there's no poor teams in the league, so you know you've got to be something like every week to win your game.
And last question, Neil, just about the running more generally. You know, some big games coming up, mostly Saturday games, which is good, but also you're in the quarterfinals of the Staffordshire Cup as well against Stafford Rangers later in the month. So how much are you looking forward to the running and what's possible at Leek Town for these closing couple of months of the season?
Well, we want to keep going well in the league, obviously, goes without saying, but we want to do well in the Staff Senior Cup as well. We go to Stafford, a league above us, but it's a competition that our club hasn't won for a long time. people keep reminding me of that. We,
I didn't though, Neil. I was nice.
No, it's a good while. And of course, one of my assistants, Pete Ward, has won it three times. Again, as he keeps reminding me, so it's a competition, not on certainly not on my CV, and not been on the club CV for a few years.
Well, I have to be fair and balanced. Good luck to both yourselves and Stafford Rangers in that quarter final. But looking forward to the running more generally in the league as well in the closing month or two.
Very much so. Yeah, it's an exciting time. It's you know, you don't want to be middle of the table where there's not a great deal to play for. You want to be up there. You know, these challenges are put in front of you to overcome. And yeah, really looking forward to the last couple of months, Ben.
Good stuff. Well, Neil Baker, manager of Leake Town, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. All the best in the Staffordshire Senior Cup, and all the best for the running as well.
Thanks very much, Ben.
Neil Baker there, manager of Leake Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. So Leake Town currently sitting second in the league table, 4 points behind league leaders Macclesfield. They're 5 points ahead of Workington. Workington are 9 points ahead of fourth placed Runcorn Linnets. Runcorn Linnets inside the playoffs in fourth position, a point ahead of Mosley, who fill that final playoff spot. And Mosley are 2 points ahead of Clitheroe. Now, 7 points outside the playoffs, we've got 1874 Northwich. They've had a recent resurgence. Only one defeat in the past six, including four victories, and it's three straight wins for the Cheshire side. And for more now on 1874 Northwich, on Thursday, I caught up with one of the joint managers at the club. It's a welcome back to the show to Wayne Goodison. Well, Wayne, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, first was first, 1874 in the slipstream there of the likes of Mosley and Clitheroe. What's the mood like at 1874 at the minute?
I've got to start laughing because that's the first thing I've ever heard of us being in any slipstream for any playoffs. But, hey.
You're seventh, and it's, you know, it's only 7 points with a game in hand.
We're also fourth 10 games ago, and everybody was getting carried away then, so... Look, we had a spell of form that wasn't great. We had some performances that were okay, but we didn't get something from games. And then it sort of came to a head, really, with the Boxing Day game where we lost at home badly to Witten. You know, they were good on the day. We were terrible. And really, since then, we've been happy with the performance levels. You know, could have got something at Leake. I thought we were really good there. Definitely should have got something at Prescott. And then in the other games, we've managed to take points. So... We feel that we're in a good sort of place from a performance level, and that's all we ever talk about. I'll be honest with you, Ben. I don't want to sound cliche-ish, but you know, we've just sort of always said if we can perform to a decent level, then we think we can match most teams in the league. Our problem has been, like a lot of teams in this league, and because we've got a lot of younger players, is that it just comes down to consistency. And I'm sure you speak to loads of managers, and that word comes up a lot from that point of view. So at the moment, yeah, what I will concede is that in the form table, we're probably in the top five or six in the form table, but you know, I'm under no illusions, and you know, Paul's under no illusions. We'll lose more games this season because that's just where we are at the moment. But I think it's an interesting league really this year. I think there's been so many teams that have been in and around 10th, 12th, 13th position upwards that have all been able to match each other, and yet I think Mosley have stayed in there for a while, haven't they? Runcorn have stayed in there for a while, and somebody else has said to me the other day about possibly other teams getting in there. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens in the next few weeks.
Just touching upon the form at the moment, you know, a fantastic win over Cullen at the weekend. And like you said about the form guide, if we look at the last six games, you're actually the third best form in the league. You know, three straight wins. So, I mean, that does bode very well as we head towards the back end of February.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, we set ourselves targets like everyone does at the start of the season to try and better what we did last year, you know, our first season in the league last year. And we genuinely felt that with the players that we brought in this year, you know, a younger squad, that we could do that, and that we're still on target for doing that. I think, you know, that's still got to be our aim. But, you know, yeah, we've had a real good sort of run of the last three games. You know, we said to the players on Saturday, you know, it's a week where we'd won Saturday, one Tuesday, one Saturday, and couldn't remember the last time that we did that. Probably when we were back in the counties a few years ago. So, you know, they're little milestones that you want as a team for the players to sort of hang on to and think, well, we want to go into the next game now and try and stay unbeaten. And if we can pick some more points up over the next two or three games, then listen, you know, who knows? But for us, it's definitely about trying to finish. And I think we finished something like 12th, 13th last year, something like that. So that's our aim this year, and we'll just see what happens with that.
And do you feel like last season that you've learnt a lot from last season? Like you say, you've had you're a bit higher up the table early on, but you know, you've had some big games this year as well in cup competitions and that kind of thing. It's been a good year, but it's all about consistency now and that side of things, isn't it? But that was a springboard last season, certainly.
Yeah, like I said, you know, first time up in the division, we all learned a lot. I think, you know, the players that came up from the counties that have been with us for a few years learned a lot as well. And we've definitely seen some improvements this year and some stuff. We've still seen some things that we need to do better. People underestimate the league. It's a really, really tough league, you know, and there's some well-organised teams in there. I think everybody, and I mean everybody, can beat anybody on the day. That's kind of stands out a mile with the league as well. So, yeah, for us, that word again, that consistency word is... Paul and I were speaking the other day about a few years ago when we were in the counties and we won the Macron. And it kind of gave us a bit of a springboard for the year after to do really well. So, not that we're going to win anything this year, but we're just thinking if we can have a real strong finish to the season, then keep everybody as much as we can together for next season. You know, we don't run with a big squad anyway, but if we can keep everybody together, then maybe, you know, next season might be one where we go, well, all right, we could maybe have a push for the top six positions.
And just looking ahead to the upcoming games, obviously you've got Trafford this weekend and one game at a time and all that, but you've also got the likes of Runcorn Linnets coming up, Macclesfield, Moslick, Clitheroe, Workington, Witton Albion away. So, I mean, it's going to be a very engaging closing months of the season, let's say.
Yeah, well, you want to test yourselves, don't you, against the top sides. And, you know, if I take those in order, you know, we've lost twice to Witten this year, once in a local cup, once, like I say, in the league where they thoroughly deserve to win the game. We beat Clitheroe in the league away, we beat Macclesfield away in the league, drew at Linnets. You know, Mosley deserved to beat us on the day, beat as well. So, you know, we want to test ourselves and see how far we've come in the last few weeks, and that's up to a challenge for the players over the next few weeks, few months towards the end of the season. But the biggest one for us is obviously Saturday, because again, you know, Trafford might be sort of down there on a league table basis, but we know full well that they're a good side. You know, we played them at home, it was a close game, we managed to win. Always nice to go back there. It's a club that I spent time at myself in the last few years, so some really good people there. Danny's a great guy and always gets his team well organised. So we know Saturday will be a really, really tough game. So again, for us, it's about trying to be consistent, try and get the performance level that we've had the last four or five games. And if we do that, then we give ourselves a chance of getting something on Saturday. And then I think we play Kidsgrove on Tuesday. I think it shows Kidsgrove at home. So same thing, you know, we know that's another really, really tough, fairly local fixture, another well-organised team. And as I said before, they're all difficult to play against. So, yeah, the tests against those teams that are above us are to come, but they mean nothing if you don't maintain your form.
And just touching upon, obviously, Kidsgrove on Tuesday, that's your last midweeker, I think, for a while. Every manager's breathing a sigh of relief who I'm speaking to, because we're getting to the stage now where it's just Saturday, which is great stuff. How much are you and Paul looking forward to these, you know, what's possible at 1874 in these last couple of months of the season now?
Yeah, we've already started thinking about next season. I won't kid you, and sort of thinking about the players that we want to stay with us and have those conversations over the next few weeks. We always tend to do that quite early anyway, because we do like to try and keep as many of us squad together as we can. And I mentioned before, our aim is to try and be consistent through to the end of the season, see if that gives us a real good run of form, and then I think you can carry that over. I think if you've got a squad together that knows how you want to play and they know each other and they stay together, they finish strong, then our aim would be to have a real good pre-season and go into next season. But we're looking forward to sort of test ourselves over the remaining games, because you're quite right what you say, you know, we've got some real big games and some real tests, and it'll be interesting to see how we do. You know, Macclesfield come to us in a couple of weeks' time, Linnets come to us in a couple of weeks' time, so we want to see how we compare to those top teams at the moment.
Oh, good stuff. Well, Wayne Goodison, joint manager of 1874 Northwich, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of day to join us on this week's show. Congratulations on the recent winning run that you're on.
Thank you very much.
And all the best in the coming matches, and catch up very soon.
Cheers, Ben. Take care.
1874 Northwich joint manager Wayne Goodison there, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go from the west to the east now, and sitting top of the West Division, we've got Worksop Town, who've got a formidable lead up at the top of the table. Stockton Town currently sitting second, however, Hebburn Town are only 4 points behind them now with 3 games in hand. Stocksbridge Park Steels are also chasing down Stockton Town. They're currently 7 points behind them with 2 games in hand. Stocksbridge, incidentally, are 6 points inside the playoffs, 4 points ahead of Dunstan, who currently sit fifth in that final playoff spot. But 2 points outside the playoffs now, we've got Long Eaton United. Long Eaton are in very good form at the moment. 4 straight wins in the league. And for more now from the Derbyshire side, on Thursday, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show, to Ian Deacon. Well, Ian, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, congratulations for that win on Tuesday evening at Grantham Town. And sees you in the slipstream now, very much so, of the playoffs. I mean, how's things going at Long Eaton?
Yeah, really well. You know, we off the back of a heavy defeat to Worksop, you know, a few games back, probably 5 games ago now. And to be honest with you, it's kind of given us a reset, and the lads have responded really, really well since then. The club's obviously always continuing to try to move forward on and off the pitch. But the lads have really took it as a challenge now to see how well they can go finish the season strong. And I think, you know, a lot of managers will say around the country over the winter months, especially December, January, February, you kind of find out where you're at in terms of the season, and when the bad weather comes and it's you've got to grind some results out, and they've managed to do that. So I'm really pleased with the form they're in at the moment, and you know, the key is to take one game at a time and continue to push and hopefully get some more points on the board.
Yeah, 5 games unbeaten now in the league since that Worksop defeat, including 4 straight wins. And I mean, you had the Worksop game, that's one thing. They've been brilliant all season long in the East Division. Your next game, straight after, is Stockton Town, the team in second, which is awkward scheduling, I'm going to suggest. So you must be pleased with the way, I know Stockton got an equaliser in that game, but it's a point against a team very much in the promotion hunt this season. So you must be pleased with that bouncing back there, and certainly going into this winning streak you're on at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, the games come thick and fast in this league, and they don't get any easier. Every team seems to be capable of beating anybody on their day. And I think, you know, you look at the games we've won after, obviously, the Worksop result. We had Stockton, we had Stocksbridge. We had some really, really tough games. We had Dunstan away. And they're all up there. And I just said to the lads, you know, use it as some fuel to go and kind of put your marker out now and show people we're still around. And they've done that. And yeah, to be fair, the Stockton game, we went up there and won 2-1. Played really well. And then obviously drawn 1-1 late on at home. And to be fair, they probably deserved a point that day. They're a good side, as they all are, you know. And like I said, it doesn't get any easier every week. Teams don't give up at this level of football, and you have to fight for 96 minutes if need be. And, you know, really pleasing with the result on Tuesday night, going away to Grantham, who have got a really, really strong side in terms of personnel, and to get a result there. So they're just showing real character and fight, and it's an important trait to have at this time in the season. You know, and at one point we were 16th, looking back 6 or 7 weeks ago, you know, looking down, and now, you know, the lads have got a positive attitude, outlook, and they're looking up. So yeah, I can't praise them highly enough.
Yeah, I was going to mention this trajectory you're on at the minute, because like you say, I mean, you've been building the points up in recent weeks, and you've been rising up the table at the same time. We've got to remember, it's a brand new league really for Long Eaton United, and you know, you're beating Grantham, who last season were a step three club. Do you feel like you're clicking into gear at exactly the right time? Do you feel?
I think so, yeah. And it's something that, you know, I could have pushed the panic button when we was, you know, languishing at 16 15. You know, results weren't really going our way, but it's important you show faith in the players, and I think, you know, they're now repaying that faith. And it's the hardest thing to do as a manager, you know, when results and pressures come in, and you know, you're thinking to yourself, do I need to make some new signings, or this, or that? You kind of do the opposite, I suppose, and put your faith in the players. And it's up to me as a manager and as a coaching staff, with Swinney and Lefty beside me and Charlotte the physio, that we galvanise the players we've got. We know they're good enough. I always believe that. And now that's kind of coming to fruition. But I think, you know, this league, in a new league, you know, you've got teams in there with massive firepower in terms of finances and playing power as well. And you look at the teams that we've kind of beat in recent weeks, it's just the togetherness and the fight that we've got. And I've got good players, you know, probably players that, to be fair, should be playing higher up, but they're bought into what we're trying to do at the club. And the trajectory, like you say, is upward, and that's on and off the field as well. The work that goes on off the field is tremendous in terms of the facilities we've got. They're excellent for the level of football we play at. So I think, you know, once you're in that groove and you're kind of getting on a roll, we did it before Christmas. We actually won five games before Christmas, before the bad weather came, and we did play for 3 weeks, and it started our progress a little bit. But we've got, I seem to be back on track now, and you know, we're looking forward to each game as it comes. Like I said, we're not getting ahead of ourselves. There's a lot of teams in and around us that are on similar points, on similar games, and you know, each week's tough, and you've just got to kind of focus on the next game in hand.
Yeah, and we should say, I mean, in this winning streak, you've beaten the team currently sitting fourth and the team currently sitting fifth as well. So certainly, you know, showing what your team's about in the last month or so, that's for sure. And that takes me to the running. You've said, hey, I mean, you're keeping your feet on the ground and you're keeping the squad's feet on the ground. But there is a possibility here to make the playoffs. So one game at a time, I suppose, is what you're going to say.
Yeah, 100%. I've been in this position many times as a player. You know, I've been in numerous seasons where you're in and around the playoffs, you're fighting, or you sometimes, you know, you have a late surge. I remember doing it 1 year at Eastwood Town, and I think it was in the Evo Stick Premier, where I think we were 16th at Christmas and we ended up winning the league, actually being champion. So there's a lot of games to play, there's a lot of football to play, there's a lot of teams to play each other. We've played a lot of the top sides now, and to be fair, we've done pretty well against them. So it's important now what we do is we have to fight and grind. And every team, like I said, in this league is capable of beating each other on the day. And you can't take anybody for granted. And I'll make sure the players know that. But like you just said, it's kind of the old cliche, but we do take one game as it comes. And we're enjoying the run that we're on at the minute. You know, it's important not to get complacent, keep working hard, keep training. You know, there's lads that have played five times in 2 weeks recently, but we'll still train, you know, we'll still work hard, we'll still continue to try and improve. And I think once they buy into that, you know, they come along for the ride, and hopefully, you know, come the end of the season, we're in it. But you know, we're not looking too far ahead. Like I said, there's a lot of good teams in that league that we've got to play, and there's a lot of teams in and around it are probably thinking the same thing, where they can nick a playoff spot. There's always seems to be a team or maybe two teams that kind of go the other way and drop off. So, you know, you've got them in a position and ready to take advantage of that if they do. But at the moment, it's just about getting 3 points every time we play, not looking too far ahead, not looking behind. You know, you can't do nothing about the results that we've had. If you've had a poor result or a poor game, you've just got to move forward. And that's what we're doing at the minute, just kind of living in the present.
Just looking ahead, I mean, obviously you've got games against the likes of Pontefract Coles, haven't you, and Grimsby, who are also in with a shout of the playoffs. But to the immediate, Lincoln United this weekend. Thankfully for yourselves, you mentioned the schedule, but you've got, it's Saturday now for a while, isn't it? Which is good, I'm going to suggest. I mean, what's your thoughts on Lincoln this weekend?
Again, tough game. They beat us 3-1 at their place, albeit it's probably one of our worst performances of the season. But again, I'm under no illusion that it's a tough game, and they're capable of beating, again, as you've seen, they beat us, they beat other teams in the league, and that's kind of how it's been this year. And you know, we'll go into that game giving them the full respect that they deserve, and we do every week to every team that we play against. But you know, I'm going to make sure the lads are ready to go. And it's hard, the schedule's been punishing the past 3 or 4 weeks, with the games catching up. And you know, you have to utilise your squad, and we did that Tuesday night against Grantham. We made a few changes, and you know, no manager wants to kind of change a winning side, but it's all relative to kind of horses for courses and who you play against. And that's the beauty of having a good squad. So yeah, we're looking forward to the game Saturday. You mentioned Pontefract and Grimsby, obviously we've got to play them. And you know, there's a lot of teams in and around that will be thinking the same thing, that you know, we can sneak in the playoffs here, we, you know, somebody slips up above us, and I think they'll be doing the same thing. And it's going to be one of those seasons where you're going to have to battle for every point, battle for every minute of every game. And I think the lads have kind of got that attitude now. The game management's got better. I've got a lot of young players, which is kind of enforced in terms of, you know, we're not in a position like some of the other teams in the league where they can go and spend huge amounts of money on players. We have to kind of look for a little bit more diamond in the rough and coach them and nurture them, and we have to take some results on the chin sometimes. But they're learning, and they're getting it fast, which is good. So they know what's is demanded of them from myself and the staff. You know, you play at Long Eaton United Football Club, you're going to play hard for 90 minutes, you're going to train hard, you're going to work hard. And I've got the philosophy that I'll never ask anybody to do anything I've never done myself. Try and give them the freedom and confidence to play their way, and you know, it seems to be working at the minute. So yeah, we're looking forward to the games. It'll be nice to have a couple of midweeks off now, like I said, after a bruising schedule. But it's the same for every team in this league. It's about how do you adapt and how do you find a way to get the results when the games come thick and fast like they have been doing. So yeah, looking forward to Saturday, and we'll go into it to try and play the same way, play hard, and hopefully get another win on the board.
No, good stuff. Well, Ian Deacon, manager of Longyearbyen United, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Congratulations on the winning run you're on at the moment, and all the best in the coming matches.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you.
Ian Deacon there, manager of Longyearbyen United, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. This race for the playoffs in the East Division, though, goes a bit further than Longyearbyen United and Dunstan. We've got Cleethorpes Town, they're 3 points outside the playoffs. Grimsby Borough, who we heard from last month, they're just 4 points from the playoffs, as are Pontefract Colls. And that takes us to our final guest on this week's show. They've had back-to-back wins in the league, 3 games unbeaten now for the Yorkshire side. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Pontefract. It's a welcome back to the show to Craig Rouse. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. And first, big congratulations for that victory over Brighouse on Saturday. Back-to-back wins now in the league. I mean, how's it been?
Yeah, I mean, we had a sort of a period after Christmas where we sort of suffered, picking up injuries and picking up suspensions, where we just didn't really squad depth to deal with it, and we went through a little bit of a spell, and we feel like we've sort of come out of that now. Back-to-back wins. We had a win before that away at Stockton, and then obviously got beat by Worksop, which is happening to everybody at this minute in time, isn't it? So we feel like we've turned a little bit of a corner, and the form's obviously spiked and give us a little bit of an upturn. But as with anything in this league, if you wanna have success or you wanna do anything, then consistency is the one thing you need to find. So that's what we'll be searching for.
I mean, all that being said, I mean, I was looking at, obviously, because you could look at various statistics and that kind of thing, but you've actually only lost 8 games this season, which ordinarily would see you quite comfortably in the playoffs. In fact, there's some teams who have lost 8 games, so you're not a million miles away.
No, yeah, I think we've had a few draws throughout the season that we felt we should have probably managed to turn them into 3 points. But, you know, as I said, there'll be most managers that come on and say them sort of things. And as I say, it's a consistency that you need to find to be able to do that. We do feel we're a good enough side to sort of threaten that group that are in the top five. But ultimately, they've got them positions at this minute in time. What we need to do is just make sure we're in pole position, that if any one of them teams in there does falter, that we can capitalise on that.
I mean, it's a good time, certainly, to start to go on a bit of a run, because just 4 points from the playoffs, it could be getting a bit tense in the coming weeks. I mean, what's your sense on where Pontefract are at the moment?
Yeah, you know, we want to obviously mount a challenge, and we want to go as well as possible. You know, it's all right saying it's the right time to mount a run, but you've got to do that. Words are cheap, and actions are the one things you need, and you do need a little bit of luck along the way. You know, obviously we want to turn performances. We've had a lot of good performances this year. And we had a conversation with the players a few weeks ago about making sure we're a little bit more ruthless in terms of making sure we get out of games what we feel we deserve. And we've managed to do that over the last few weeks. If we can continue to do that, then obviously we give ourselves a good chance, because a lot of teams that either occupy them spots or are chasing them spots still have each other to play, whereas we've played an handful of the teams already above us. So there is going to be points dropped along the way, but we've got to make sure we just take care of our business. And if we do that, I'm sure that everything else will fall into place.
And touching upon those teams, obviously, you know, you mentioned the Stockton win. We can throw in the Dunstan win as well. These are teams in the playoffs at the moment, and you've beaten them in recent weeks.
Yeah, you know, apart from Worksop, as I say, who's sort of beating everybody at this minute in time, we've fared pretty well against the teams above us. We've beaten Stockton home and away, drew with Dunstan away and beat them at home. We've drawn with Eben at home, I believe, and then obviously we've still got to travel to them, and obviously Stocksbridge beat us earlier on in the season in a good game. So, you know, we've still got to play Eben, we've still got to play Stocksbridge, but there's a lot of teams also chasing that pack that are around us, such as Grimsby Borough, Longyearbyen, Concert, Cleethorpes, who we play tomorrow, who all want to make an impression themselves. So it makes for an interesting race, and as I say, if we just take care of what we need to take care of, which is ourselves, and hopefully everything will fall into place around us.
Yeah, it's a massive 5 days coming up for the club, isn't it, with Cleethorpes and Grimsby. All three of you just separated by one point in the league currently. This is going to be crucial, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no dressing it up and no playing it down. They're obviously huge games, and if any one of us slips and obviously the teams above us manage to all win, then obviously they put themselves in pole position to get away from us. So there's certainly no room for error throughout the next sort of 4 or 5 days. So, as I say, we just want to make sure we focus on us, take care of what we need to do. And if we do that, then obviously, hopefully, things will happen around us that transpire to put us into that top five. But there's a long way to go in the season. I think there's still 12 games to go, so I think there'll be a lot of twists and turns for all teams. It's just important we remain patient and calm and just try and tick games off one at a time and win them as they come along.
Yeah, and another stat looking at the league table that's noticeable is the goals scored column. And obviously, you know, there's been some big scores during this season, but how important is that side of things, do you feel, as we head towards the closing matches of this campaign?
Yeah, you never know. Obviously, points are more important than goals. There's teams above us who's got worse goal differences than us. There's also teams around us that have got similar goal differences. So, you know, points are more important, but ultimately you never know where you're going to finish. The teams can obviously finish on level points, and then the goals will come into play. So for us, we are a team that likes to score goals. We are a team that commit bodies forward. So ultimately we want to make sure that if it comes down to that, then we are the team who's got the better goal difference or the better goal score column to obviously make that count down the running.
You've made 38 points. Last season, for the whole season, you made 43. So this season's already shaping up much better than last year. I mean, how good has it been this year compared to last year? And because you are involved in this playoff race.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of high moments and a lot of moments that we've enjoyed. There's also been moments where we feel we could have done better. So we feel that maybe perhaps with a few performances where we haven't quite got what we deserve, we could be a little bit higher in the table. So our job's to rectify that and make sure we sort of put that together, and hopefully we can go over last season's points tally in the next 4 or 5 days. As I say, on obviously Saturday and Wednesday, we'd welcome two wins, and we'll do everything in our power to try and produce two wins. But we know how football works. You can obviously get momentum and lose momentum quickly. So, as I say, all focus is on tomorrow. And if we can take that one off, then we'll look at the next one when that comes.
And closing things off, because I'm looking at the fixture list here. There's not many games left, is there? We are getting down to the end of this season now. I mean, how much are you looking forward to it, Craig? What's possible at Pontefract Colls? You're in a good position here, beating teams already in the playoffs, but two big games coming up, but then you've got more big games to come in March and April. So how much are you looking forward to it at Pontefract?
Yeah, we're happy to be in the race, but we're not in it to sort of just take part. You know, I think any club in our position at this minute in time will want to get promoted. If you get this far and you're still in the race, then ultimately that's what you want to do. You want to achieve that. So our aims have never changed. We always thought we were a team who could compete around the top five, in and around the top five. So ultimately what we want to do is make sure we finish in that top five. And then, as we've seen in previous years, it's a lottery from there, and whoever performs the best in that moment in time will be the team who prevails with promotion. So as I say, we've got a lot of games to come before that, and we have to take them one at a time. We don't want to look past what we need to do, but our aims are obviously to be in that top five come the end of the season, and then obviously it's crystal clear what we need to do from there.
Well, Craig Rouse, manager of Pontefract Colls, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us on this month's show. Best of luck in the coming matches, and all the best for the running.
Thank you very much, mate. Cheers.
Craig Rouse there, manager of Pontefract Colls, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And that's it for this month's edition. A big thank you to all my guests this month for joining me. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.